Gates, Chuck U. Farley,
Mike Papa,
and Lindy.
And we're back for another episode of We're Sorry Did We Offend You. Hey, real quick, welcome back, football season. Thank fucking God it's here.
College football season. That's
well, pro football starts next week, but football season is back, so everything's good in the world right now. Sort of, kind of. Except for, the Democrats are apparently bringing back COVID.
The election infection.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, holy shit, what the hell, people? Hey, we're gonna lock you. They're gonna fucking lock you down.
No, they're not.
Not me. Katie Hobbs is gonna try.
Nope.
I guarantee you, fucking goddamn well, she's gonna fucking try.
Nope. Nope. Ain't gonna happen.
Lockdowns, masks. Who is it? I think we talked about it last week. Which Hollywood studio?
Lionsgate.
Lionsgate. It's already brought back masking.
And even though there's more and more studies that come out saying masks do absolutely nothing. Nothing. Even the N95s, there's studies that show the N95s do more harm than good.
Yeah. I know. Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, no.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, and I'm back in school full-time in college, and if they try to implement that bullshit,
yeah.
No. Okay, kick me out.
Yeah, exactly. Fail me.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I will get my fucking money back for this thing. Yeah. Yeah, because remember, earlier this year, the Biden administration ended all COVID lockdowns.
They ended the pandemic. They signed it into law.
Yeah.
That it's over.
But now, since he's fucking
getting his ass handed to him in the polls.
By a guy who's got like 78 fucking indictments.
Well, it should be the other way around.
Yeah, I know, but it's like,
They gave him street cred.
Well, black people are.
Yeah, do you see what his Trump's black number support is right now?
Uh-uh.
You know, during the last election, he had 8% the black vote or the black support.
Uh-huh.
He's up to 20% right now.
Dude, that ends the Democrat run right there.
Yeah.
I mean, what do they need? They only need like 2% of the fucking, or something like that?
Well, like I said, he had 8%. Right. Fox News had a one of those little graphics. Let me see if I can find it here in my X account. It was a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is up to 20%. And, of course, you have all the, like there's a music video out now for Latinos for Trump, all these street cred guys. Come on. I know. Here it is. In 2020, support among black voters.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden had 91% and Trump had 8%.
Right.
In a 2023 Fox News poll as of August 11 to 14, Biden is down to 61% support among black voters and Trump is up to 20%.
What the fuck are the other fucking 17% fucking thinking? Just not vote. They just don't vote. What the hell?
Who knows? I mean,
hey,
who knows? But yeah, that's huge.
It is huge. It is. It's very huge.
And then you have
the Hispanics. I mean, there's Hispanics for Trump now too.
Oh, I know. I'm gonna play this video. There's a Latino rap group.
I heard this. I was. That's exactly what I was just looking for. I was wondering if I saved it the other day.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, holy crap. Let's see, here it is.
Joe Biden, man, voted for Trump. Joe Biden, man, voted for Trump. Yep, this is the same one. United we stand and we stand for Trump. Dear white people, will you take our vote? But the Democrats always try to steal our vote.
I'm not going to play the whole thing.
I know, but
some of the words were, I'd rather have a president with a mugshot than the president pedophile that we got.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Trump, I didn't vote for you last time. They were hating on you, spreading lies all the time. Made me relate when they hit you with RICO. Now the whole hood is screaming, free Trump, pedo.
Pedo Pete.
So,
yeah.
These indictments are backfiring.
Oh, they're hard. Huge. Huge. And thank God. I mean, first of all, the mugshot fucking backfired totally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're gonna embarrass you with this mugshot.
No, you're not.
Well, it's the same. Well, dude, it's the same thing when the basket of deplorables and all this other shit. They think name-calling works, and it don't.
Well, it does when Trump does it.
Well, yeah, well...
But he
because he's, like, when he does it, he's, like, downright nasty about it. As you should be. But the thing about it is, the lefties, they are triggered by shit like that.
Well, they are.
They're fucking thin-skinned little pricks.
Well, here's Pelosi trashing Trump people. I don't know if you heard.
It's interesting to see how there is a certain element of the population who will just go for him. They're people we would probably never get. They don't share our values in terms of respect for the dignity and worth of every person and the rest.
I was going to bring that up. Yes.
You'll never get, and we have more respect for people's dignity than you think.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We don't cobble to the fucking mentally deranged.
Yeah. We don't share their values in terms of respect for the dignity and worth of every person. Bullshit. You guys don't give two shits except for money.
Money and, money. And votes.
Yeah.
Because all this LGBT bullshit,
mm-hmm.
right, in colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm.
So the federal government plusses up these universities to push an agenda. These
right.
college teachers are pushing leftist agendas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why is transgenderism skyrocketing all of a sudden over the last few years? What, since 2017?
Well, because they're trying to fucking normalize pedophilia and all this other shit. And in order to be able to do that, they got to normalize fucking... this weird shit. Yeah.
Right. And the pushback is getting harder and harder. It's, you know, there's more people pushing back than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making strange bedfellows because you got, like, in Canada and I think other U.S. cities,
mm-hmm.
you got Christian groups and Muslim groups coming together. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, it's this New World Order bullshit. That's not going to fucking... That's not going to fly.
Yeah, they better be careful. They're going to piss off all the wrong people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they already are.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard, and I actually got the clip of the movie star guy. The hell is his name?
I don't know. Which one? There's a lot of them.
I know. What
movie?
Not Hill Street Blues. Varsity Blues.
Varsity
John Voight.
Oh, yeah.
John Voight, yeah. Listen to this, what he says here. And I back it 100%.
What are we to do? What have we become but a nation of destructive behavior? This is now a war. A war against all of us. The Biden administration is a corrupt mob, and the Obama administration fuels the cycle. Let me warn you all that this corrupt behavior against President Trump is the most disgusting scheme to try and keep him down, and this is a horror. This system now allows criminals to steal from department stores, and all they say is to watch and not do anything. And this is okay, to sit and allow these monsters to destroy hardworking designers and retailers. My God. My fellow Americans, this is a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time we must stand for truths. If we don't see this, you, your children, grandchildren, sisters, brothers, will all pay the price for this default. My God. Let us not beg, let us not steal, but allow God's truths to be yours and mine. Let us not hide our pride, but allow God's greatest truths to show the way. We must stand up for truths we lost, stand up for the gift that was given to all, the freedom that the American dream stood for. If we allow deceit against President Trump and allow this lie to win, we will all regret this. My only wish is that all can find the truth that President Trump is a man who wants to save America, the dream, the freedom. Let us not allow the manipulation of this government to destroy this land, our purpose, our love, our light. Allow the truth to remind us all that we are a nation that has been free, and now our freedom is being taken away with lies and greed. Stand up now for the only truths that can save us. And let us remember Lincoln's sacrifice. Much love to you.
So when Trump wins in his next administration,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to petition to become the head of the CIA because I got a few I got a few ops I want to run.
I'm sure.
I'd be good at that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that we are in a civil war. Mm-hmm. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's just not a shots fired kind of war.
No, it's a culture war.
Yeah, and it's heading that way.
Oh yeah, no, trust me.
it's heading that way, and like I said, I back him 100%. I back Trump 100%. I back anybody who is for not taking our fucking freedoms away. The minute you try to take my freedom away, shit's going to hit the fan.
Well, here's the thing. You got people like Soros, right, his son now, whatever.
Fuck him. Right? He's a little fucking turd.
He is. Yeah. But him, Klaus Schwab, New World Order, the UN, they're all in cohorts together, and they're talking about trying to implement bullshit that would force... They want to try to force Americans into their way. No, we didn't elect you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the minute that the U.S. government concedes authority to an outside global organization and tries to make us subservient to them,
yeah.
It's on.
Yeah, it is on. I mean, listen to us, what we're saying, FBI and CIA. We don't care. Come knock on the fucking door. Yeah. you know, I'll fucking tell you to your fucking face.
The thing is, you know,
I have freedoms. I have rights. And there's nothing you can do to take those fucking things away from me.
Unless you're a January 6er, look at what they're doing to them.
Yeah, well, yeah. And that's going to come back to bite them in the ass, too.
It will. Because as soon as Trump pardons all of them and then they sue the government for mm-hmm. Malicious prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like they added these terrorism charges on these guys for pulling down one of those little fences. You heard about that, right? The January 6th guys, these Proud Boys, they just sentenced one to 17 years
right.
because they added terrorism charges, domestic terrorism charges, because he pulled over one of those little metal railing fences, right?
BLM people did it all fucking summer long.
Exactly. And there's video of them outside the White House,
yeah.
right, doing yeah. So where's all their terrorism charges?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's all their heavy sentencing?
Yeah.
So it's selective two-tier justice system, one for the left, one for the right.
Dude. Now, what's it? Mayorkas said, plainly said, there is no.
Oh, you mean Garland?
Oh, yeah. Here, you want to read that?
but yeah, so it's bullshit. It is a two-tier system.
Yeah.
They won't. They'll never admit it because if they admit it, then they have to go back.
They don't have to admit it. It's
painfully obvious.
Yeah. There's no. That's like. Some kid getting caught with his hand in a cookie jar, and he's telling his mom he's putting it back.
Yeah.
You know, kid, we're not stupid, all right? We are not stupid.
But here's the thing, uh-huh. You know, and Trump has already said, he goes, you know, when I'm back in office, table's on the other foot, you know, shoe's on the other foot, uh-huh. and all these people need to be held accountable.
Right.
I'm talking... Them, and of course, they're going after Trump's lawyers. Why not? Okay, so if you're a lawyer and you're a staffer, you're not immune now.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. The standard's been set.
Yeah.
And.
Well, you heard about, was it Meadows? That's trying to get his case
taken to federal.
Federal court. And he's got a fucking point. He was a federal employee at the time, and he was doing what he was told.
Well, he was working on behalf of the executive office of the president.
Yeah.
So if chiefs of staff can now be charged and mm-hmm. lawyers, White House counsel can now be charged, any president, any advisor to the president now is not going to be willing to give an honest opinion. Well, that basically hogties the office of the president.
Well, to be honest with you, that's the way it should fucking be. Anyways.
What, make... Well...
They should be... They should not be held to... They don't get, like, special privilege when it comes to the law.
So, not to break the law, but to give advice and counsel to the president. The president still has to make a decision.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so, that's different. When you give advice, that's different. But I'm just saying, the president should not be above the law. He's not above the law.
Well, while he's in office.
No, he should not be. I don't give two shits.
So, right now, anybody in the government, well, except for Trump, is above the law. Look at all these Congress people that are breaking the laws every day with insider trading, with whatever else.
They should not be above the law.
They should not be above the law. They
should not be above the law.
But
period.
The whole thing about the executive office of the president, mm-hmm. executive privilege, mm-hmm. is saying, right now, Mark Meadows is right. In the performance of his duty, especially mm-hmm. in the election, and elections mm-hmm. have been contested since they started,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And Eastman, the lawyer, is one of the best constitutional election lawyers there is.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, their advice was like, we believe based on the Constitution you can do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
They provide counsel. The president says either, yes, I'm going to agree to this, or no, let's do this instead. But by going after the attorneys, by going after the chief of staff,
mm-hmm.
people who are working on behalf of the office of the president and providing counsel and advice, now being charged with conspiracies? Bullshit.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right?
There's a lot that's bullshit in this whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
and it's you know, it's but all
coming. But nobody should be above the law.
It's all coming.
Nobody should be.
Nobody should be above the law.
And Biden's little hand is in the cookie jar. I'm sorry, I keep bringing the cookie jar up. But his hand's in there.
I'm hungry for cookies.
his hand's in there. Like, at every turn, at every fucking turn, every one of these indictments can get traced back to fucking Joe Biden.
Exactly. So yeah. Here's something that came out today, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis possesses exonerating evidence in her case against Donald Trump. One of her main claims was the electors for Trump engaged in unlawful conspiracy to overturn the election.
Uh-huh.
According to bombshell transcripts, Willis's allegations still appear to be false. Federalist uh-huh. has uncovered a transcript of a meeting on December 14, 2020,
uh-huh.
showing the intent of the electors was not to impersonate public officials like Willis claimed. Right. Willis claimed that Georgia Republican elector David Schaefer took part in the conspiracy. However, transcripts appear to prove that's false. Trump has filed a contest of certified returns. That contest is pending and has not been decided or even heard by a judge within the authority to hear it. And so in order to preserve his rights, it's important that the Republican nominees for presidential elector meet here today and cast their votes, Schaefer said at the meeting. Schaefer and then President Trump had filed a lawsuit in early December claiming thousands of illegal votes had been cast, and their lawsuit was still pending when the meeting took place. Schaefer, mm-hmm. who alongside other Georgia Republican electors cast their electoral votes for Trump, made it clear he was filing alternate electors so the judge would consider the merits of our complaint. And so the only way for us, and this is a quote,
mm-hmm.
and so the only way for us to have a judge consider the merits of our complaint, the thousands of people we allege have voted unlawfully, is for us to have this meeting and permit the contest to continue, Schaefer asked Trump's attorney at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct, the attorney replied. So basically, that completely contradicts everything that she put in the indictment.
Right, yeah.
And that is the same process and procedure that Kennedy v. Nixon had in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Kennedy's case was actually heard by the courts. Trump's never was.
Right. Yeah, no. Fannie Willis is, like I said, she got her fucking law degree apparently from the University of Southern New Hampshire.
She got it from Costco. Welcome to Costco.
And that big bus didn't pull up in front of her house. It was a little short yellow one that fucking pulled up. Bunch of fucking window lickers in it. Nah. And their degree. Hey.
Fannie Willis.
Nay. You got a degree.
Oh, I got to play you something later. On the Democrats are all like, oh, no, this is perfect election, no cheating here. But you heard about yesterday, the Democrat county supervisor in Hines, Mississippi. Democrat, I said.
Yes.
Challenging his party's primary election results after discovering massive election fraud. We had videotapes of someone bringing in boxes and going into boxes and bringing in thumb drives, bringing in ballots to be inserted in the machine.
Dude, the RICO Act. Bring the RICO Act. Charge him.
The person he's talking about is the Hinds County Democrat Party chair. If you watch this presentation, it sounds exactly what happened in the 2020 election in Arizona. Democrats are rigging their own primaries.
Yep.
Just like they were doing in general elections.
Charge them.
And so it's exactly what they did in Atlanta. It's exactly what they did in Arizona.
Yeah.
But here's a Democrat who has videotape. Of course, they had videotape of Rudy Freeman.
Right. But, you know, right now they're like, they got him in the back. Dude, you're fucking giving out the fucking secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. You know, it's not a secret, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you have a Democrat accusing another Democrat of it. And openly. So it's like. You know what happened in Atlanta, and all this evidence is coming out, and it's like...
Yeah, that Ruby...
Ruby Freeman. You know how they shut her up? They gave her a Presidential Medal of Freedom. You know
for,
that, right?
For what? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
For what? For what?
Yeah. No, she went to the White House and got a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, for cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know you got medals for that shit.
You know, I got some sound bites of her, like... You know,
The one where she was talking about what she did.
Yeah, about her. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and she was coming out with it, and someone got to her and said, "Don't. Here's a medal. Yeah, oh, look, I'm a hero."
Yeah, shut. But she still keeps talking. There's other videos about there's so many videos of her, like the night of the election, and she's in her little cubicle there. Look,
I'm by myself. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah,
unsupervised.
Yeah. Okay. First of all. If you film yourself doing it, that should be a red fucking flag right there, right? Like, why are you filming? Like, if I'm working at election, I'm not gonna film myself fucking working at election. I don't care. It's not that big of a deal that I'm working at election. Well, actually, it would be because I've been asked to work at election ever since my years at the county, and I'm like, no, I ain't doing it, dude. I'm not fucking volunteering. For this shit. Maybe I should have.
2024. Maybe we should.
Maybe I should. And then when they try to kick you out, it ain't happening. Fine. I'm going. You all are fucking going. Otherwise, I'm fucking staying here. And if you call the cops, call them. Yeah. And maybe that's what everybody here at this table needs to do. Just work the 2024 election.
Can I take a thumb drive?
Yeah. Can I take a box full of ballots? All like numbered in order.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because that's how they come back in the mail.
Yeah.
Number one, for it comes first. Number two comes second. It happens like everywhere.
Why is Trump getting 97 votes to Biden 3?
Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh, I wonder.
Wait. Oh, here's a box. Look at this box right here. This is why, because 101 to 188 was all for Biden. Duh, what the hell were we thinking? Dude, yes, we said it. Fannie Willis, charge me, you fucking fat ass fucking cunt.
She's a little midget anyway.
Fuck
dude.
You, dude. I want to hit her. I don't want to hit women, but I want to punch her in the face. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why. But, you know, my right arm is saying punch her in the face.
Let's see. Let's see if I can find this. There is these, you know, politically incorrect shit.
Okay. Please define politically incorrect.
I don't know. This is what some people define, but I think it's fucking funny. It's a commercial from the 1980s.
Uh-huh.
I know we're off track on this one.
No, but I... No, go ahead and play it, because I really want someone to explain to me what politically incorrect means.
I don't know.
Why are you hanging out with him? He can't even walk.
Yeah? Well, I can. And I'm walking away from you. Actually, let's roll.
Making fun of someone with a disability is retarded.
I
get a kick out of that one.
I love the word retarded. I don't know.
That's what I think of Fanny.
Yeah, she's retarded. Mm-hmm.
that was hilarious, dude. Anyways.
Yeah. So earlier this week, where are we at, by the way?
25.
Okay.
Oh,
we got time.
Okay, we got time. So earlier this week, did you see the video of the kid in, I think it was Colorado?
The don't tread on me?
Had the don't tread on me fucking
sticker
on his fucking backpack?
Yep.
And they fucking told him. First of all, the fucking teacher or principal or whoever that fucking broad was is an idiot.
It has its roots in slavery.
Yeah, let's see if I know I saved it, but I have another clip of that kid talking later. But
well, because he was talking to Charlie Kirk or somebody.
Yeah.
That kid just hit, like, instant fame.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently I didn't save it. Damn it. It kind of pissed me off. But, yeah, so the kid got the school counselor called his mom in and puts this kid in a fucking chair, you know, and says, your kid's, like, disruptive and stuff.
Yeah, he has to either take that off the backpack or he can't go to class because that patch is disruptive.
Yeah, here it is right here.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to play this. But just the beginning of it.
Thank you. Do they know what the Gadsden flag is?
Oh. It's a historical flag. All right, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to restart it because my freaking puppy was barking. All right, so listen again.
Thank you. Do they know what the Gadsden flag is? That it's a historical flag?
So there, the reason that they do not want the flag, the reason we do not want the flag displayed, is due to its origins with the slavery and slave trade.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. That's all you need to hear.
Origins with the slave trade.
Yeah, slavery and the slave trade. It came out during the Revolutionary War, not the Civil War.
Yeah.
It was about, you know, freeing yourself from a tyrannical government, lady. Holy shit. I mean, this is the condition our fucking schools are in right now.
What's amazing is there's a part in that video where the mom's like, that's not right. It came out with the American Revolution. It was a, you know,
and she's like, yeah, whatever.
And she goes, do you have a history teacher you can bring in here? And so the governor of Colorado, who's a Democrat, even is like pretty much shamed the school, saying, no,
yeah,
you know, that's wrong. You know,
mm-hmm.
And he goes, if you talk about free speech where we have, you know, you want to put up, you know, LGBT pride or gay pride stuff in the classroom, you got to be tolerant of other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially something that's deeply rooted in our nation's history.
Yeah. So how old is this kid? Like 12?
12.
Okay. So here. I'm going to play you a clip from Charlie Kirk's show now.
If it didn't go viral, they'd probably suspend me.
What is your advice to the other teenagers or soon-to-be teenagers that are afraid to speak up?
I tell them to ponder this question. Would you rather have friends but live under a tyrannical system, or stand up for yourself and your right, but maybe lose a few friends? I mean, I sat at lunch alone today, which is weird. Like, my friends didn't like me. So yeah, you will lose friends, maybe, but however, you're standing up for your right and vouching for them. Because if no one stands up for your God-given right, then they just fade away. When I walk in the hallways, I kind of feel sad because there's kids that can wear pride pins and, like, the school doesn't say a word. A Gadsden flag is so-called a hate symbol.
The reason that they do not want the flag due to its origins with the slavery and slave trade.
I don't have the First Amendment. They don't give me it. That angers me.
This is a 12-year-old who's standing up against bullies, who is willing to fight for liberty and freedom. So I hope everybody is as inspired as I am, that we have 12-year-olds that understand the implications of the fight.
Actually, he's 12, and he understands this more than most Americans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was raised right.
Yeah, he's being raised right. You heard his mom go, Revolutionary War? And then the lady keeps, no, it's slavery and slave trade. No, you fucking dumb
brother. So I had heard a little bit more context that he actually, before I had patches of, like, guns, ARs or whatever, on his
back. The come take it fucking stuff?
I don't, maybe. But so they told him to take it off because it's weaponry imagery. You know, it's like, that's stupid. He should have the right to put whatever he wants on there. So he took those off and he put this one on instead. So then they were going after this one. No. Shut up. He complied with you. He's like, all right, I'll take the guns off.
Yeah. Or you guys take all your little pride flags.
Shit. Take everything out.
Take it out. And don't bring it up in school.
Right. No more pedo. No more LGBT. No more pride. You know, nothing. Yeah. Fuck off.
I think everybody should go buy a Gadsden flag and go jam it in the schoolyard nearest them.
Just have, like, thousands of them.
Yeah, just fucking, yeah. Just, you know, well, okay, first of all, the FBI has made it a symbol of hate.
And it's not.
And
you know where, who was it, Fox News the other day was talking about that, like, where that may have started was back in the Tea Party during the Obama administration. The Tea Party liked to have the Gadsden flag because you remember what T stood for their Tea Party?
No.
Taxed enough already.
Right.
Right?
Right. Okay, yeah.
Because they felt we were being overtaxed on everything.
We are being overtaxed.
Well, exactly.
Think about it. I had a receipt over here somewhere, right? I bought a package of shredded lettuce the other day. It's food, right? I got charged 3% or 1.5% tax. Why? What's that 1.5% tax going to? I thought I was supposed to get taxed on food.
Yeah, well, you're taxed on your income. You're taxed on your gas. You're taxed on the things you buy. You're taxed.
Yeah, okay.
Property tax. You're taxed
on... You're taxed on your income, right? And then you get a refund because you paid too much taxes. And they tax you on it. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, how many times can you tax the same fucking dollar?
A lot.
So
that's what the Tea Party stood for. Taxed enough already.
Right.
And they had the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. Right? Thinking, okay, this is a symbol that, of a tyrannical, the people against a tyrannical government. Quit stepping on our rights.
Right.
Don't tread on my rights.
Right.
But now it's a domestic hate symbol.
Yeah.
And no, it's not.
Right.
You know why they label it as a hate symbol? Because it goes against the control and power that they want to have over us. Meaning, they're the tyrannical government.
Yeah. They want, and if you don't agree with, you got the fucking pansy-ass fucking lefties that need government to guide them through life, because life's hard. You know? Life's too hard. I can't do it on my own.
You know, the lefty Gadsden flag will be a fucking rainbow with a fucking dildo on it. You know?
Dude, I'm sorry. It's like, everybody knew. You're told growing up, life's hard. And your parents fucking beat that into you.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah, get over it. It's like, you knew it already. Stop fucking whining, you fucktards. Jesus.
Build a bridge and get over it.
Yeah, exactly. Holy shit. Life's hard. You got a 12-year-old kid that's fucking smarter than all you fuckers. Oh, my God. Thank God for that kid, dude. I mean, that gives me hope for the future. You know what I mean? And he's like, yes, I lost some friends. Well, first of all, they weren't your fucking friends.
No, but since then, another thing has come out that more and more kids are starting to support him. So now, I think someone wants to send him like a whole shit ton of those little patches so he can hand out to his friends or hand out to kids at the school.
John Rich from Big and Rich, he flies a Gadsden flag underneath his American flag at his house.
Yeah.
And he put a video out, you know, like, here, this, you know, thank you and God bless you. And you know, he told the kid, you know, I mean.
You know what he should do?
What?
He should autograph that one and send it to him and put a new one up.
He should, really, yeah. That's what I, yeah, that's not a bad idea. But, yeah, I mean, that kid's a fucking hero. He's an American hero. I'm sorry. I mean, and if you don't agree with me, fuck off. I don't care.
Yeah, I wouldn't, heroes might be a big stretch, but, you know, the kid.
But the
kid's on the right track.
That's another kid. I have his back. I got his back.
Well, people.
Yeah, but I would
actually put him as a hero status, because how many people are willing to put their mouth where they're, you know.
Yeah, he's 12 years old. He could be shooting himself in the foot for the rest of his fucking life.
Exactly. He's standing up. Standing up for his convictions.
By the time he's like 16, he'll be like C.J. Pearson. He'll be working for TPUSA doing like reporting for Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, that's
or PragerU.
Yeah, if all Republicans aren't in jail by then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he is standing up for his convictions. He's standing up for his beliefs.
Yes.
And that is a hero in my
Yes. And like I said, I have that kid's back. I have that fucking kid's back.
The term hero is just, I think, overused.
Okay, maybe, but for 12 years old, the kid's pretty brave.
I'll say he's very brave.
Yeah,
he's got a set on him.
He deserves a hero.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a hero. I'm gonna give him a hero. Lindy's giving him a hero. Mike, you don't want to give him a hero? That's fine. That's your opinion.
I'm gonna give him a set of huevos.
Okay. Okay, and on that note, we're gonna take a pause for the cause, get some beers, and we'll be back, and you won't even miss us. All right.
See ya. All right.
See, we're back and didn't even miss us. All right. Hey, but while we were gone, Lindy wanted to talk about something. Go ahead, Lindy.
About Riley Gaines clapping back at
Keith Olbermann.
He said that Riley Gaines sucked as a swimmer.
Yeah, even though she
sucked
was
as a swimmer.
Even though she was the number one women's swimmer.
Yeah, but listen
in the world.
To this.
Yeah.
Check this out.
All right, Keith, as I was getting my All-SEC first team honors down to show you, I dropped it and I broke it, which would be really unfortunate if I didn't have more of those, but lucky for me, I do. So let's go through it. SEC title, second in the country. This is my SEC Community Service Leader of the Year award, which actually got me a lot of money. Oh, another SEC title, an NCAA trophy. Oh, look, SEC Scholar Athlete of the Year. Believe it or not, I'm pretty smart. Another SEC title, another NCAA trophy. Oh, that's when we won an SEC championship as a team. Some more SEC honors. Oh, look, another one. That's when I broke the 200 butterfly record, the SEC record, which I still hold, making me one of the fastest Americans of all time. And so, Keith, I would be really sad if I broke this trying to prove a point to an old man who can't even seem to keep a job, but I've got more of these, so I'm not. Thanks, Keith.
Burn.
So she broke a trophy. She showed 14 trophies that she had,
yeah.
And she accidentally broke one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the SEC sent her a replacement.
Good for them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Good.
Like, good for them. Sorry. You know, we're going to send you a replacement for that broken one. Here you go.
Yeah.
For that asshole.
But what did Keith Olbermann say that?
He just said that she sucked as a swimmer because she didn't place first. That Thompson.
Okay. First of all,
stupid ass boy who can't compete against boys has to compete against women and beat women.
Because he's ranked, what, 400 and something?
But so that because she can't beat a fucking man.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he is saying that she is sucky as a woman athletic.
So here's his tweet.
Okay.
Something about, you know, getting past it. He goes, can you just address a reality and move past it? You sucked at swimming. That's why you lost. And her reply is, makes sense now why you got fired from ESPN.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this video, exactly. Okay. You know, oh, fucking, what's his name? Thomas. I won't call him Leah because it's not his fucking name.
No, it's Bill or whatever.
Yeah, William Thomas or whatever.
Yeah.
Willie Pete.
Yeah. Pedal Pete. That's Jim.
Okay, so he sucked at swimming. He couldn't win.
He's the one that sucked, Keith. Right?
And he decided, okay, I'm a girl now. Why is it always men who go to women's sports?
Right. That's been my question through this whole fucking thing.
Right.
Why is it only men that go to women's sports? Why is it not women going to men's sports? Where's Megan Rapinoe trying to try out for the fucking men's
team? Soccer team, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, where's Brittany?
Because she can't even make a high school team.
Why is Brittany Griner? And of course, that's a dude in the women's. Right?
Yeah. Why is Enos Freeman being kicked out? Why can't he?
How about Taurasi? That's a real chick. Why does she go to fucking the NBA? Well, why do you need a separate league if the women are that good?
Caitlin Clark probably could make the NBA. I'll fucking guarantee you that, bro.
I guarantee you she could.
Yeah. But here's the deal.
She likes
fucking this dude goes to swimming, kicking everyone's ass. He's like, oh, look how good I am.
Yeah. Me and my I'm a dick gyna. What's a dick gyna?
You know, well, it's a fucking rudder.
Okay, so we had technical difficulty there. So
So that rudder gives him an advantage, but
yeah.
But the whole point about the whole thing,
it doesn't give him an advantage.
Well, if he pees, it's like jet propulsion.
Yeah. I mean, I have a dick. Do I have an advantage? No.
Over women?
Oh yeah, over women.
And swimming?
Yeah, I could beat him. I could probably beat that dude.
Well, yeah, he's number 402. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know, like Lindy brought up, though, we need more women in all sports to clap back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at the future. I have a daughter. I have granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't want these fucking perverts in their locker room. I don't want these fucking perverts hindering their ability to excel should they play sports. You know?
Exactly.
Because there's a men's league. You want to, or you know, here's something.
Here,
you
do the tranny league.
Do a tranny league.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that way we got. That way you look like guys that suck at sports can feel good about yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's like the Special Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's all it is. Seriously, that's all it is. It's these guys that suck. Okay, I got a college scholarship. I'm like one of the best. Yeah, you're one of the best. But you know how many other people got fucking scholarships?
Yeah,
you know. Like thousands of them. So, unless you're in the top 1%, you suck. All right?
Yeah, so it's just.
But I'm the best. My daddy told me so. No. No, you're not. You suck.
He lied.
Yeah.
He lied.
Yeah. Fucking tard. Jesus Christ.
Tard.
You're not good. You suck. All right? That's it. Case closed.
All right, what's next, Chucky?
We
were going to play something.
I'm going to play this. Well, I'm going to play this clip right here. I'm going to play this clip right here. This guy, it's kind of a long clip, so bear with it. But I have this man's back. I'm sure Mike has this man's back. I know if I have this man's back, Lindy has this man's back.
But let's hear it. Do we have
it's right here. I mean, just bear with me. This guy is serious. It's a 5-minute long clip, okay?
Okay.
But this guy is spot on. Just listen to him.
Oh, no, I got more shit to say. Boy, I just watched a video of Joe Biden literally saying, y'all need to come. They need to come up with a new vaccine, and they need to come up with a way that people have to take it no matter what. I'm going to explain something very fucking clear to you. And I'm sure a lot of people feel like this. The only difference is I got the fucking balls to say it. And I don't give a flying damn or fuck where this video goes. But I promise you, I was born free. And I will be damned if you make something to where I gotta take it. If you wanna fuck around and find out the fastest way you can, do that shit. I'ma tell you that right now, bitch. Do that shit. If the Democrat Party and the Joe Biden administration, I'm motherfucking serious right now. This ain't no threat. This ain't no nothing. This is a fucking promise. If you think for 1 second you're gonna force me to take any fucking thing that you tell me to do, I will fuck you up, homie. You and whatever motherfucking army you send in the process. It'll be a cold day in hell where I be told what to do. Bitch, this is not a dictatorship. This is not nothing. And you motherfuckers that follow this shit, don't fucking run up on me. I promise you don't fucking run up on me. Because this ain't a motherfucking dictatorship. If you want to take the vaccine, do what the fuck you want to do. If a million other people want to take this shit you come out with, do what the fuck you want to do. But I know for a fact in this great country, in United States of America, you can't fucking make me take nothing. And all y'all punk-ass Republicans sitting around just doing all this talking, I don't want to hear no more talking for no more Republicans. I don't want to hear no more motherfucking talking for none of these Republican candidates. Because if you're a Republican candidate right now and you stand on a platform and you not got your ass out here trying to stop these people from what they doing, fuck you, and I mean that.
Amen, brother.
I lose a lot of people. I don't give a fuck. I don't do this shit for the likes. But facts over feelings, and facts is facts, and the truth is the truth. All these fucking Republicans we got up talking all this shit and voicing all these opinion on Fox and on the news and on the Twitter, fuck that. You in a position where you can stop these folk. Y'all better stop them folk, because one thing about it is 85 million more motherfucking people like me that'll move your ass out they way for trying to step on my toe. So I promise you I want you to do this shit. I want you to think you're going to make me take some shit, Joe. Now, see, other lines you crossed, I ain't say shit, but this the line you crossing. Bitch, make me. I'm waiting on the day that you think you gonna make me take some shit that ain't got nothing to do with me. And I stitched that shit. Go watch the video. Go get the clip. But if y'all motherfuckers think y'all bold, the government, whoever the fuck you are behind this, if you so motherfucking bold and you think you gonna make me take something, do it, bro. Try that shit. I so want y'all to try that shit. If I ain't never asked for anything in the world, if you really feel like we gonna get to the point, you really think you finna cause another pandemic, and you think you gonna force me to do something, but try that shit. That's all I got to say. Everybody else, y'all can do all that bluff shit. Y'all can do all that mean up shit. I ain't mean the motherfucking thing. The only thing I'm waiting to meet is the day that you motherfuckers think you gonna force me to do anything. Because at the end of the day, these motherfucking people are billionaires, bruh. A lot of these people got so much money, they can survive 2 months or close to a year without making no motherfucking sales. Without making no sales. But I promise you, homie, try that shit. And that's all I got to say to the motherfucking Democrat. That's all I got to say to anybody who support this shit. Try that shit. Try to think you gonna make me take some shit and I'm gonna roll over. Boy, fuck you. I was born free, I'ma live free, and I'ma die free, and so is my kids.
Absolutely.
And if I gotta stand on solid rock like founding fathers had to do before, then that's what it is, cause enough is a fucking enough. I'm done, yo. Fuck Joe Biden, fuck the Democrats, and fuck any politician that don't fucking do anything to help us. Fuck you. But it'll be a cold day in hell for you make me take anything. So at the end of the day, I'm willing to die about this shit. I'm willing to die about my freedom. I'm willing to die about my medical independence. I'm willing to die about everything except, boy, I won't be a motherfucking slave and you won't force me to do nothing. And I'm standing 10 toes on that shit, bitch. So all I got to say to you in that video, try that shit and fuck around and find out.
Dude, I love this man. And I have his back.
Yeah.
Seriously. You guys go after him, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there.
That guy, I mean, well, he said what millions of people are feeling, but who won't say shit.
Yeah, but they won't say shit. I mean.
But he's right. Especially with the Republicans, too. All these politicians, left and right, they give lip service.
Oh, and fucking McCarthy's starting to fucking piss me off.
He needs to be removed. What happened to the one? All it takes is one to remove him, right?
Yeah.
Where's Andy Biggs? Where is Eli
Boebert.
Crane?
Where's Boebert? Where's
where are these people at?
Yeah.
Why aren't they fucking petitioning to have him removed? Because he hasn't released the January 6th like he promised.
Yeah.
He let the 87,000 IRS funding go through.
Uh-huh.
He let the debt ceiling go through. Everything he promised that he was going to stop, he's done. He has not followed through on his promise. He's done the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, he's a fucking rhino. He's the uniparty.
Yeah. No, he is the uniparty. Every time like shit like this happens, we're looking at
no bullshit.
Yeah, no. Stop going on your fucking web page and your Twitter feed and fucking man up, fucking grow a fucking pair,
right?
And do it.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're gonna win or not. We're not gonna impeach him. We don't have the votes.
He won't get convicted.
No, we don't have the fucking votes. But do it.
So David Schweikert the other day was on the radio channel talking about that, because the radio host was like, why? Why isn't there not an impeachment right now? Why is there not something going on? People are getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And he goes, now we're at the political point. Yeah. And he goes, what happened when Clinton was impeached?
Mm-hmm.
His approval numbers went up. His poll numbers went up. So you impeach Biden right now, even though you know he's wrong, his numbers are going to go up.
Yeah.
He goes, so they're still investigating. They're still connecting with the dots. We're going to put a website with all the timeline. When you click this link, it brings up the documents, the evidence.
Uh-huh.
He goes, use that in an election against him.
Right.
But no. I want him impeached. The Democrats used the fucking impeachment as a weapon.
They did.
Right?
They did. And
I'm tired of Republicans taking the high road.
They used it to get Trump out of office because he exposed them. The water
and January 6th committee was nothing but a cover up for Pelosi.
What'd you say, Lindy, this morning?
You were reading an article. They didn't drain the swamp, but they lowered the waters enough to see the scum underneath.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But and that's why they're fighting so hard to keep him out, because if he gets back in.
Uh-huh.
He's going to fire it. Half of D.C. is done, and they know it.
No, done. They're going to jail.
I hope so.
I mean, yeah, he's...
No. People need to fucking hang.
He's already promised. Like, shit's going to move out of D.C.
No.
Yeah.
At this point, anybody who undermined his presidency and this fucking deep state or unelected bureaucrats, it's fucking treason. Because it goes against the way the Constitution was designed.
Right, and you guys need to swing.
They need
by your necks.
Yeah, they need to fucking hang.
Yeah.
And it needs to be public, just like it was back in the beginning of our country in the 1800s. It needs to be fucking public.
Dude, okay, so I used to read books all the time. No, I used to read book like all these things about all these guys that got caught for spying. Because, you know, I was always a big, like, apparently I'm a conspiracy theorist, thinking that the fucking government had anything to do with the fucking Kennedy assassination.
Ooh, but that's coming out.
Okay, so, but I used to read all these books about all these people that did shit against the... They're all dead, because they all got fucking put down. They're dead. And all of a sudden now, we have people in D.C. that are doing the exact same fucking thing. Joe Biden is selling America to the Chinese.
Right. And the Ukrainians.
Well, fuck the Ukrainians. They're little bitches that can't take care of them fucking selves.
I know. Well, I'm tired of them.
Yeah. I mean, why they're like 20-somethings party and stuff. They got their leaders fucking crazy. I need more money. And I ain't going to hold an election unless the United States and the EU fucking pay for it. Okay. Fuck you. Then you're not going to have a fucking election, you old turd.
I'd just cut the money off right now.
Yeah. You're not getting it. You don't need help. Go fight your fucking war. It's not my fucking war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But, yeah, our government is so corrupt. The deep state is corrupt. That's why I said, I'll be in charge of the CIA.
Yeah. And I'll be in charge of the FBI. Okay. All right. So, I'm going to play you this clip real quick. Listen to this.
Okay. I'll listen.
And then we'll talk about it later.
If you watch him, if you've seen what he's done the last 2 years, this is a president has had a historic administration in just 2 years.
Every week is something new.
Inflation's highest increase in 4 decades.
A baby formula shortage.
The supply chain crisis on full display in grocery stores.
The Keystone XL pipeline has been blocked.
Canceled its planned oil and gas lease sales in Alaska.
Halt oil and gas leasing and drilling on federal land.
Gas prices soaring to the highest average ever recorded.
New mortgage rates have soared to the highest level in 22 years.
Number of military service members being discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine is growing.
President is ordering nearly all federal workers get vaccinated within 75 days, eliminating their option to be tested.
CDC coordinated with the teachers' union to slow the school reopening process.
Eighth grade U.S. history and civics test scores dropped last year to their lowest levels ever recorded.
The FBI directed agents to use counterterrorism measures to track parents critical of their school board.
Giving the FBI a list of targeted customers.
The FBI's Richmond field office recently published an internal document promising to punish, quote, radical traditionalist Catholics.
Slow walked at the direction of Department of Justice.
chaotic evacuation. Drawn comparison to the fall of Saigon,
13 U.S. troops killed in Kabul this week.
But the U.S. is now moving its embassy personnel out of the capital.
Close the U.S. embassy in Belarus.
Daring evacuation of the American embassy in Sudan.
U.S. embassy personnel are being told to leave.
The crime has been spiking in many parts of the country.
Illegally crossing over the border from Canada at record levels.
Crisis on the border with Mexico.
Humanitarian crisis and a policy clearly in need of reform.
No Joe Biden. It's been 172 days.
I'm furious.
Why are we getting put in the back pocket? Why are we being ignored?
This is a president has had a historic administration in just 2 years.
An historic amount of time on vacation in just 2 years.
Yeah, and he's back on vacation again this week, right? He's up again.
I think he's in Florida right now, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, for the... Well, on vacation. He learned his lesson with Maui.
Dude, he failed on Maui. Well, okay, first of all, there's still fucking questions on that Maui fire. I mean, did the federal government have anything to do with it?
Oh, the direct energy weapons conspiracy?
I don't care about that. But with the lack of water, cutting off the flow of water,
mm-hmm.
Buying up, Lindy, what are you doing? Buying up land over there, or, you know, for what?
Just watching.
Buying up, you know, the governor saying, well, we're going to take over the land now. Why? Why is all this fucking happening? Maui is, it's a shit show. I mean, here.
You have that clip of Biden?
Not Biden. I got this, lady that's fucking...
Let me play you this and see if you catch it, okay?
All right, fine.
On the island last week, I appointed Bob Fenton, one of the nation's leading emergency managers, and I mean that, that's not hyperbole, who's been on the ground in Hawaii since before the fires erupted as our chief federal response coordinator to lead our long-term recovery on Maui.
Why were they on ground way before the fire started?
You caught it.
Why were they on the ground way before the fire started?
You caught it.
Yeah. As someone who fucking came from, like...
Emergency management?
Yeah.
That's pretty good if you can predict it.
Yeah, exactly.
Then why didn't they stop it?
Exactly. If you can get there, why were they there? And if they were there, they could have stopped it.
As family members who are landowners in Maui.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the family members that I've talked to is the higher-ups are trying to grab the land.
Yeah, they're trying to do...
Well, yeah, because it's a money thing. It's, yeah. Everything is a money thing with these
Because
farmers.
They have been for years and years and years.
Well, because...
Oprah and...
Trying to get that land.
Everybody has been trying to get the land, and they've been holding out, and they're like, no, this is our ancestral land.
Yes.
And my family members have said that they've been fighting and fighting and nobody's standing up for them, and then all of a sudden this is happening and now they have nothing, and now these people are coming in as vultures and taking over.
And they're cutting, they cut off the fucking water. So here, listen to this lady right here. I saved this for a reason.
We busted our ass, and this is what we get. Nobody called us. Our phones didn't work from 5 in the morning. The fire was not 10 o'clock when I went to work. The fire was still there. There was no water. Tell me if that's coincidence. No water, no warning. And everybody talking about the satellite city before the fire. Lahaina going to be the first satellite city. Well, hey, Jeff Bezos, you got what you wanted. Oprah, you got what you wanted. And the guy who owns the nut, you got what you wanted. Fuck us all over. That's what happened. We need help in Lahaina. Who's going to come now and ask us, can I pray for you, Auntie?
Thank you.
Can I help you with your paperwork? Because all we got so far was $700, and we don't know who to call or anything. It's culturally insensitive in that zone.
Then you got Oprah and The Rock.
Dude, begging
people for money.
Yeah, Oprah is a billionaire. The Rock is worth $800 million.
Why don't they ask all their other rich Hollywood elites for money instead of asking people? Did you see the video of the girl, the black girl? I don't know where she's from.
Yeah, I saw it after they She goes, yeah.
She goes, I'm barely living paycheck to motherfucking paycheck.
Yeah.
And you're asking me.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you call your fucking friends, you dumbass?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a car. You got a car. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, you give away shit, like, right and left on your show to make yourself fucking popular.
Right. So why don't you take some of your fucking multi-billion dollar worth?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Give it to the people in Lahaina to help them rebuild and keep their own land.
Yeah.
Instead of, I want to expand my estate.
Yeah.
Because you know that's what's going to happen.
Right.
All those rich motherfuckers, Zuckerberg, Oprah, Bezos, all these people, their estates, well, Obama,
they're gonna,
I'm sure his property.
They're going to build some fucking utopian fucking thing. See, this is how we want the world to be, blah, 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 blah. Because where else would you gonna build it? Hawaii?
Yeah, but if the truth comes out, that it was started for some of that nefarious. Once again, people need to fucking swing. Well,
what's the thing with the blue roofs?
That's a direct energy weapon.
The blue cars didn't burn up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What the fuck is the deal with that?
It means I'm gonna start wearing blue more often.
I mean, seriously, there's fucking things that don't make fucking sense.
Yeah. Okay, the thing I'm concerned about is my family members who are Hawaiian, who are living there, and if their land gets sold or taken over.
Tell them to paint their roofs blue.
Well, where are they going to go? They can't afford to live there. They can't afford to get off the island to go to the mainland. They can't afford anything. Dude, what is going to happen to them?
They're giving them $700.
They got $700.
Yeah.
Per family.
What more you want?
Per family.
Yeah. Not per person in your house. We're gonna, like, you know, we're gonna be $700.
Now, was their property burned?
One person, yes.
So, yeah. I mean, so how come COVID they give like everybody like $700? But during this fire thing, $700.
Yeah, but if you're an illegal, you get $2,000 a month.
Yeah, there you go. What the hell is that all about? And a free phone.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, here's a question. I got a question. So I drive around all the time, and I know where these fucking Obama phone fucking stations are.
Mm-hmm.
So if I pulled up there, would I get an Obama phone? What's the qualifications?
I don't know. If you speak Ebonics.
I'm going to pull up there one day. I'm going to...
Get one. Use it as a burner.
Yeah. I'm going to get one for the show.
Use one as a burner phone.
Yeah. It's my Obama phone. I need a phone.
Why? I need an Obama phone.
Don't worry about it. I need a phone.
Give me a motherfucking phone.
Okay, so what else happened this week? So it's been 2 years since when? Since our withdrawal from Afghanistan?
Yes.
So here's a Gold Star father. This week.
I love this guy. If that's the one I'm thinking about, I love this guy.
2 years has gone by, and where are we?
Yep.
To be frank, we're knee-deep in bullshit is where we are. Everyone who held a key position in the military still has that position or has been promoted. John Kirby still sits on his perch, which apparently faces the opposite direction from where all the action was. Lincoln continues to delay key evidence by ignoring delaying subpoenas. Not a single general slapped down their stars, which should have happened 2 years ago when Biden ignored his reliable intelligence. Not a single person has been held accountable. Our so-called leader can't seem to even utter their names in public, not even once. Mr. Biden has run his entire political campaign for 50 years as the family man. Well, I've got news for you, sir. The curtain has been lifting, and that campaign slogan will never work again. We have seen what's going on in your family, and even worse, we've seen how you've been treating us as Gold Star families. And there couldn't be anything more disgusting and cowardly than the way you have treated us. You are a disgrace to this nation. You have no business having ultimate command over our military, and I regret not saying that to your face when I had the opportunity in Dover. I felt it more important to bite my tongue, but I also had more important things on my mind at that time, like receiving my son's lifeless body stateside. While I stood there on the tarmac, watching you check your watch over and over again, All I wanted to do was shout out, it's 2:30. Asshole. But out of respect to the other grieving families, I bit my tongue once again. Well, as you could probably tell by now, I'm done biting my tongue. You, sir, stole their lives, their futures, their dreams, and have ripped apart 13 families. You cannot even man up and admit that. You, sir, gave us all the title Gold Star Family. You, sir, discredit honor and integrity.
That's the end of the clip. But, yeah.
2 years has gone by, and where are we?
Dude. Hey, start over.
Apparently. It's worth hearing again, apparently. Right. But he's right. You know what? It's him. It's Biden. It's General Austin. Or, excuse me, Secretary Austin. I remember when he was a General Austin. Yeah. General Milley. Uh-huh. All you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to say...
Milley's a fucking whoop-panty waste fucking turd.
Dude, what sucks is I have a certificate hanging on my wall with his signature
on it. Dude, I'd send it back to him. You know, wipe your ass with this. Just that's what it's worth.
But it's just... It is. The intelligence is coming out, and of course we knew this because of the one guy's testimony, that they had intelligence of the suicide bomber. Now it came out in the last couple of days that the Taliban refused to allow the U.S. to go after these guys when they had intelligence about the suicide bomber and ISIS-K.
You know, fuck what that Taliban fucking want.
Exactly. Here's the deal. They fucked up by giving up Bagram in the first place. If anything, they should have moved everything from Kabul to Bagram. Bagram should have been the fucking place where everything, like, last took out of.
Yeah.
Or we should have just told the fucking Taliban, we're keeping Bagram. You can have everything fucking else. We're going to keep a foothold, right?
Yeah.
But they fucked everything up from the get-go. And anyways.
But remember when it happened, then what did they do? They blamed it on fucking Trump. They fucked up.
You know what? I honestly believe that if Trump had stayed in office and got his second term, he would have got out. He would have pulled out because that's what he wanted. He wanted out of there.
But it would have been done under secure conditions.
Right.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be leaving shit behind.
No, yeah. All that. What did we leave? How much money?
But you heard him talk about Milley being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. I ain't going to disagree with him. But you heard, too, that Trump's going to meet with these family members, right? Yeah, Trump's going to meet with all... is it this week or next week?
He's really?
Meet with all the fucking Gold Star family members from this fucking fiasco.
You know, and you know what Trump's not going to do? Well, you know, my son came home in a flag draped coffin.
Yeah, dude.
My kitchen burned. I almost lost my Corvette in a house fire.
Yeah, dude, he is a fucking tard. I'm sorry, he's a fucking tard. Wait, I prove it right here. I'm gonna play something right here. This is about one of his fucking cabinet members. This is how retarded your president is, not my president.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
Say that again?
You want to hear it again?
Say that again?
It takes a while for him to get to the microphone, so...
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
Booty juice.
What the fuck is booty juice? Well, you know what it is. Booty juice's husband knows what it is.
Secretary Schmegma.
Fucking retard. Booty juice. Seriously?
That is so messed up.
Booty juice. Hey, did you see where NPR made a comment this week about him taking the short stairs?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Well, but they didn't call him short stairs. You know, short buzz, short stairs. They called him the. What the hell was
the
it?
The low steps?
Yeah, low steps under the undercarriage of the plane or whatever. You know, they made it look like it was like, it doesn't matter. He's a fuck.
They're trying to make him look more humble for not having the big stairs?
Yeah, he, what? Is that you? Who is that? Oh. What the hell? Fucking FBI fucking with Mike's phone over there.
Oh, mine's muted.
No, that was Mike. It was the FBI.
That's not mine. That's not me.
Then what is it?
Must have been mine. Oh. But I thought I had it turned off.
Well, anyways.
Well, apparently you didn't.
Lindy. It's the FBI.
Lindy, way to go.
It's the FBI.
The FBI.
Anyways.
So, then this week. So, this is... We talked about tax dollar stuff. Did you hear this week Joe Biden said that he can't secure the border without more money?
He just sold off how much of the fencing that we had already paid for.
Yeah.
But for like pennies on the dollar.
He needs more money.
Is his name Zelensky?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Quit giving money to the Ukraine and divert that to the border.
Well, what about the people from Hawaii? They're giving them $95 million, and how many billions have we given to Ukraine? They're right. Not American citizens. They are not American citizens. Right. We got Florida right now getting hampered by...
Well, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, all of them.
Yeah.
By the hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the priorities of the administration is anybody but America.
Mm-hmm. So, here, I'm going to play you this clip right here. This is another kind of long clip. This is Newt Gingrich.
Joe Biden. What do you have to say about Joe Biden?
Well, he's clearly cognitively disadvantaged. He went to Maui and talking to people who may have had 1,000 people killed in the fire, made up a totally false story about how he could empathize because they once had a home fire, which turned out to be in the kitchen. You watch him in Maui and you think to yourself, he can't be the commander-in-chief. He's not cognitively capable. He's not in touch with reality. I personally think Obama runs the administration. I don't think Biden does. And I think everything they do that's smart comes from Obama.
And there you go.
Which makes sense because this came out today.
Mm-hmm.
Both press secretaries for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I want you to hear this. This was Jen Psaki and then the fucking affirmative action hire.
Corinne. For President Biden every single day. And I love working for President Biden every single day.
So today, as you all saw just an hour or so ago, President Obama announced that, pardon me, President Biden. Whoa.
If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man, or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony.
Working for President President Biden.
So, yeah, you can get saying Biden's doing it, and then these guys go, and especially Jean-Pierre Cringe, or whatever her name is.
Cringe.
She never fucking worked for Obama. Ever.
Ever. I know.
Yeah.
Cringe.
Cringe.
That's the best name for her.
Cringe. Cringe. Fucking bitch. So, hey, Barry, get the fuck out of fucking Washington, D.C.
You're retired. Go back to your gay fucking lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, go back to having sex with men daily. And
well, he does, Mike.
And go back to your beachfront property where apparently the fucking oceans are rising, you know, because displacement theory never fucking
mattered. Well, the oceans are rising, they killed your gay lover chef.
Yeah, because you couldn't swim in that deep of water.
Yeah, 3 foot.
Yeah, well, who else's chef just died? Hurry. Then the ex-Clinton chef?
Yeah, that one.
Dude. What the hell is going on with the Democrats? Why is all their chefs dying?
It's all suicide. All right. We're probably way over on time.
We're probably way over. So I'm going to play real quick.
Okay, real quick.
And I'm going to get into something. But this goes to climate change because everybody's like bitching about climate change. Like, we're going to bitch.
Even though temperatures are actually down.
Yeah. Here, listen to this.
I don't have opinions. I have demonstrable facts. These facts are validated and these facts are repeatable. Fact number one, no one has ever shown that human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming. Never been shown. And if it could be shown, then you would have to show that the 97% of emissions, which are natural, do not drive global warming. Game over. We are dealing with a fraud. It's a scientific fraud from day one. We hear the propaganda that increases of the gas of life, a trace gas in the atmosphere, will bring a disaster, and that we will have runaway global warming. Sorry, folks, we've known for 200 years from chemistry that it's the exact inverse. Now, I'm sure some of you tried this last night at the dinner with a champagne or a beer, and you forgot to drink it, and it warmed up, and it kept bubbling and bubbling and bubbling and bubbling. And that is the inverse solubility of carbon dioxide. We've known that for 200 years. We see it from the ice cores. When we drill into ice, we have chemical fingerprints that tell us what the temperature was, and we have little bits of trapped air. And we can show that when we had natural warming, some 650 to 6,000 years later, we had an increase in carbon dioxide. It's not carbon dioxide that drives temperature. It's the exact inverse. Another fraud.
Yeah. So everything they're telling you about this fucking global warming fucking is a lie.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, Bill Gates wants to fucking cut down trees and bury them now, right? You heard that?
No, I have not heard
that. Yeah, that just came out. Bill Gates, his big thing is, and these scientists, so they want to cut down trees and bury them. Because of carbon dioxide. Okay, so...
Okay, trees take carbon dioxide out in, of the... Yeah.
And they... What do they release?
Oxygen. Yeah. What do we need to live?
Oxygen. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, and you know, my fucking science classes in college, what is the building block of everything in this universe right now? Carbon, right? People are carbon. Earth is carbon. The air... So carbon and carbon dioxide is actually one of the main building blocks.
Right.
And like I said, when you exhale carbon dioxide. The trees and the plants bring it in. And was it photosynthesis or whatever it is, takes the carbon dioxide and transforms it to oxygen. Releases the oxygen so we can fucking breathe.
Mike paid attention in science class. Unlike the rest of you fucktards.
So, I'm tired of the bullshit.
Me too, dude. Seriously. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Democrats are trying to pass along.
They're just trying to change history. They're trying to change everything. Revisionism is going to fucking be the death of us. Seriously. And why? For a few people?
I don't know.
Right? Mm-hmm. So... I'm telling you, it's coming.
All right. So, real quick, before we go.
Okay.
We do music on the show every once in a while. Okay. I'm going to play this song for you. Yesterday, Mike texted me. One of my favorite artists of all time.
Yesterday.
This morning. It was this morning.
It was yesterday. You texted me this morning, but he passed away yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday... One of my favorite artists passed away, Jimmy Buffett. Okay, I am fucking. I'll tell you, it's a shock. It's a shock. I mean, but
okay. So my average observation: if you don't know Chuck and Lindy, Margaritaville is the theme of the household. It is Jimmy Buffett, and of course, I will say. Chuck took me to a Jimmy Buffett concert, and it was an awesome experience.
Yeah, it's an experience. You'll never experience it again. But I'm gonna play you a song right now. This is a song that I personally won't play it at my funeral. But this is to you, Jimmy. And if anybody who's a Jimmy Buffett fan knows what I mean when I say "sail on," okay, "sail on, Jimmy."
Thank you. I'm sorry it's ended, oh, it's sad, but it's true, honey, it's been a love with you. These moments we're left with, may you always remember. These moments are shared by.
Rest in peace and say hello, Jimmy. Hey, so reach out to us. We're at didweoffendyou on gmail.com. Did we offend the letter U on X? And at did we offend you on True Social. And thank you for listening.